Now, verses 20 and 21. And the rest of men who were not killed by these plagues repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold and silver and copper and stone and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Now, the word sorcery in the Greek is pharmakeion. Now, pharmakeion is almost, by translation, pharmacy. And today, drugstores are called pharmacies. When I was a boy, they were called drugstores. Today, they are pharmacies. And, of course, now they sell everything. But pharmacy means drug. It's the Greek word for drugs. So that we find out that during the Great Tribulation period, drugs have figured in to the lives of the unsaved a great deal. It, of course, serves several purposes. Drugs enable them to bear the judgments that we've had here of the Great Tribulation period. I'm sure that many a person in that period will turn to drugs when they're bitten by these locusts that have these stings in them. And these locusts stinging them, I'm sure that it's an awful thing. Although they don't die, they feel like they are going to die. And as a result, why we have here a taking of drugs to overcome the pain and help them endure the Great Tribulation. And then drugs will figure largely in the religion of that day. And it will be a regular drug culture and drug religion in the days of the Great Tribulation period. Now, what we are seeing today is very small compared to what it will be then. Also, there will be resorting to everything that will deaden the pain or attempt to lift them out of the trouble of the Great Tribulation. Liquor will become certainly very prominent again. It's certainly very prominent now. And the big problem in this country today actually is not drugs, but it's alcohol. And I've been over that now several times. But I want to read to you a statement from Dr. Seiss, or Seiss, as some call it. And Dr. Seiss, or Seiss, was at the turn of the century. The book I have of his was printed, I think, in 1906. That goes back a long ways. Now, I want to read his statement. And the reason I mention the date is, I thought he wrote it yesterday, or maybe he was preparing it for tomorrow's edition of your local paper. But let me read this statement, for this is his comment on the word sorcery. I'm reading now. We have only to think of the use of alcoholic stimulants, of opium, of tobacco, of the rage of cosmetics and medicaments to increase love attractions, of resorts to the pharmacopoeia in connection with sensuality, of the magical agents and treatments alleged to come from the spirit world for the benefit of people in this, of the thousand impositions in the way of medicines and remedial agents encouraging mankind to reckless transgression with the hope of easily repairing the damages of nature's penalties, of the growing prevalence of crime induced by these things, setting loose and stimulating to activity the vilest passions which are eating out the moral sense of society, for the beginnings of that moral degeneracy to which the seer here alludes as characteristic of the period when the sixth trumpet is sounded. And that's the end of the quotation. Now, very frankly, you would think that he had written that for today. But in his day, why, drugs and even alcohol was not used to the extent that it is today. There was no great drug culture, nor was drugs and alcohol such a big problem in his day as it is today. And these other things that are mentioned here. And also, drugs are used today in practically all of these modern cults that use sex as a drawing card also. We are told here that they were guilty not only of sorceries, but of fornication, not only of indulging in drunkenness and in drugs, but also fornication, and that leads to thefts. Now, it's alarming today the way that adultery is being practiced in this land. Of course, that is given by the crowd that are promoting it as an evidence of our liberty today and our tremendous advancement of civilization. It's interesting that instead of playing the Requiem, why, they want to sing and dance and say that we're improving today, that the race is doing that thing. But fornication and robbery and thefts, if you please, are going to be increased, and the emphasis that will be placed upon them. I think that Antichrist will use all three of these to bring mankind into subjection to himself. Now, this is a tremendous passage here, so that mankind will be easily lured in that day. Under the influence of drugs, why, he will accept anything. You know, one of the reasons that the nightclubs push liquor, not only for the money that there is in it, but it makes their entertainers acceptable. A very lousy singer or comedian just goes over good. If you've had two cocktails and three cocktails, why, he's a star. And that will put Antichrist over. And that is exactly what Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2:9 through 12. It says, "Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." And that's one of the reasons that I believe that the gospel will go out to every creature before the rapture. And certainly, each one's going to hear it during the great tribulation period. So this only happens to those who've rejected the word of God. And I'm reading now from Paul again. "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." And the moment that you reject the gospel and shut your heart to God, you are wide open for the big lie when it comes along. And that's the reason so many today fall for everything that comes along. Someone says, those that stand for nothing, they'll fall for anything. Well, that's it exactly. Those today that are not standing for the word of God, they're easy prey for the cults.